Okay, I'm going to expand our food crimes network
Okay.
even more. I don't
Okay.
even know what you call this one. Okay? Is
Well,
this
I'm
food
sure I'll have a name for
vandalism?
it, but it may not be a good one.
Okay, so in the town of Maryville, police found a dazed and confused naked man smothered in nacho cheese.
Give me 1 minute. I need to get my AI engine working on this.
Oh no. Okay, this is not all right. Smothered in nacho cheese. What else do we
Smothered
know?
in nacho. Okay, so it's actually delightful the way they talk about him.
Oh, the naturalist. Already
Oh
got one.
my
It was right
gosh.
there.
The naturalist.
Yep.
That's wonderful. Okay, so here we go. Police say he smelled strongly of alcohol and wasn't completely coherent. He managed all of this, including scaling an 8-foot-tall fence in the buff before dawn. That's the best part, because I'm like, I can barely get up by 8 o'clock
Oh, see, I was
and
asking what your wife was doing there.
before dawn scaled an 8-foot fence
Yep.
naked, covered in cheese. This guy did.
Yep.
Yeah, so he did not know how or why he was covered in cheese.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you think he's lying? Or you can't be the naturalist unless you. Maybe this is like kind of his superpower, right? Like, you know how the Hulk, he wakes up mostly naked in rubbles, like, what did I do? Well, the
Yeah.
naturalist, like, when his powers manifest, it's like, you know, instead of ripping up his clothes, he just, you know, nacho cheese.
Exudes
Yeah, it
cheese.
just explodes from him. And, you know, that explains the missing clothing.
That. Well, they did
Yeah.
find his clothing and an open bottle of vodka inside of a Jeep parked near a pool. Oh, they arrested him in the pool, and because he had stolen a bunch of snacks from the concession stand.
Okay. I'm sure that the vodka had nothing to do with it.
No,
That's a red herring.
that's beside the point
Yeah.
completely. Yeah. So also, it had been his 23rd birthday previously. So on one hand, maybe he just got drunk and ran around naked and ended up with cheese on himself.
Yeah.
Or maybe upon reaching the age of majority for whatever alien species he comes from, he manifested his cheese powers.
Yep.
That seems a lot more plausible to me.
Definitely. Absolutely. I mean,
Yeah.
obvious. I mean, the only question is it alien or is it more like Popeye? Like, if he needs to save people's lives, he needs to find a nacho cheese bath to activate his
To
powers.
activate them, because
Yes.
that's what lets him do all those incredible things
Yes.
before dawn.
Before dawn.
Yeah, so he did steal some snacks from a pool. It is technically a food heist, but
That's a food theft. You've made that very clear.
that's
There was
true.
no
It's a food
premeditation.
theft.
Yep.
Well, it might have been premeditated. He just doesn't remember.
Maybe they, yeah.
This is step 12 of a very careful plan that he and a team of crack experts have carried out.
It's like a Pinky in the Brain. You thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah, brain, but how are we going to get the nacho cheese on the naked man?
Thing is, you know, the police saw a naked running man holding like some Snickers bars or whatever. They didn't see his five accomplices slipping off in the other direction with the real loot, which I assume was also Snickers bars.
All right.
So he's
I
just the
mean,
distraction.
why Snickers bars? You don't put.
Because I couldn't think of any other candy at the time.
I mean, you could have gone with like pretzels because that is something you might eat
Well,
with
in my
nacho
head, it was
cheese.
those cheese and crackers, little plastic packs. And I'm like, do they even sell those at pool snack bars?
Okay.
But yeah, that guy does his time. He goes into the joint for, you know, however long you get
Yeah.
arrested for when you're naked, except for cheese. And then the rest of the team saves him some loot for when he gets out.
Yep. Gets to have his pretzels. All right. Well, the naturalist has entered our lore. Doesn't get into food heist prison, though.
No,
More
he's far
of a
too
hero.
clever for that.
More of a hero. Yeah. Maybe he fought a giant nacho cheese monster.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Maybe he fought a giant pretzel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big giant pretzel monster.
Yeah. That would be his specialty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretzels and tortilla chips.
Man. What if the rest of his team is a guy covered with tortilla chips and a guy covered with jalapenos?
Oh, there we are. Yeah.
We'll see. That is the most obvious Jesus imagery I've ever seen in a picture of a man in a tub full of cheese. That guy's sweating nacho cheese from every pore.
Yep. Nice work, Adam, on that prompt.
The first one's not working yet, so I'm just waiting for the...
We have to put this online as well because he has a bucket. So he's clearly not the guy that ruined all the wine.
Mm. You know, you actually gave us a segue.
Ooh.
Because you said the police saw a running man. And man, we are talking about, because last week we didn't get to it,
cheesy 80s action movies.
Another segue. Good job.
Yeah.
Of which Running Man is one.
Yeah. I actually haven't seen it, though.
Haven't you? Running Man's one of my favorites. Of that little era of Schwarzenegger, like cheesy over the top, it would be hard to pick a favorite. I mean, the best is Terminator 2, but that isn't even quite in the same category because it's too good. Right? And like...
Also, wasn't it 90s?
It was 90s, but this run goes
It does extend over.
It does. Its death throes are at the end of the 90s, and then the Expendables make for the nostalgia.
You know, action movies prior to this had all been about kind of serious people and actual humans.
Yeah.
And then Schwarzenegger came along and was like, actually, no, I am a superhuman who looks like a He-Man doll, and... I can do all this incredible stuff. And then Stallone went the same direction, and we got Van Damme, and we got all these other people, and really created a type of hyper-stylized, hyper-violent action movie that you don't ever see anymore.
Right. It was a special little bubble of time. So, I mean, I said that T2 was obviously the best. Does Die Hard count?
Die Hard?
Is Die Hard, like... I mean, it has...
I think we have to count it.
Do we? Yeah, okay. Then I would have real trouble.
But again, it's so much better than so many of them.
I'd have real trouble. Oh, there's the pretzel monster. Oh, I like that.
That's a good pretzel monster.
Yeah, it's a great pretzel monster.
That looks like a Tales from the Loop art.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, like, I would rank those two in kind of their own little echelon. Then we get to a problem where it's like, what are the ones that are really good... that could go in that category, but do they? Like, Predator is amazing.
Predator is 100% my favorite movie from this era.
Right. It doesn't feel like on the same scale of quality as the other two, but it has subtle genius to it.
Oh,
right?
100%. Like, it's one of the best horror movies ever made.
Yeah. I mean, it's been done to death now, but if you haven't looked up people's talking about how it's a slasher flick, but instead of, you know, teenagers at a cabin, it's a bunch of muscle-bound super soldiers. It's one of those things that the structure of it follows the structure of a different type of movie. They just transpose the genre, and it works really good. So it's really high up there.
It's up there, but it is kind of overtly a reaction to the muscle-bound action hero genre rather than...
Right.
A member of it.
But it's your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you like that better than T2?
Well, again, I don't know if we're counting T2.
T2 might just be too different a league.
Yeah.
Because it is its own weird thing, because the story is not about him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's not the hero. He's a protagonist in the story. But the story is about Sarah Connor and her son.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't quite fit. And Die Hard, like, his superhero-ness is downplayed, even though it's absolutely there.
Yeah.
It's like, he's a common man who can do all these incredible things, but pretend he's a common...
Well, and he gets hurt.
Yeah.
Which you would rarely see Schwarzenegger or Stallone or whoever.
I mean, they do get hurt, but it's in like, stick fire in it. Oh, I've cauterized my wound. Doesn't matter that now I...
Yeah. Whereas John McClane just kind of gets more beat up and more haggard over the course of it. Die Hard, I think they were going for this. Mm-hmm. But first of all, they got Bruce Willis, who at the time was known primarily as a TV comedian.
Yeah, romantic
not
comedy.
Not an action guy at all.
Yep.
And second, it started its own genre of action movie that takes place trapped in a location.
Yeah.
And every movie that came out for a while was then, this is Die Hard on a bus. This is Die Hard on a plane.
I actually call that the behind enemy lines trope, where you can't escape. You're kind of trapped behind enemy lines because you can see earlier films doing it in the same way. But Die Hard is the one that kind of perfected it as a giant action blockbuster.
Yeah.
So Die Hard is up there, right? Not Die Hard. Predator is up there.
Put Predator up there. But I think we're more talking about movies like Commando and Total Recall.
So
and the
Total Recall
later Rambo movies.
Was the next one I was going to bring up because Total Recall is also kind of genius, right? Because Total Recall is Verhoeven and kind of all that kind of subtle mockery going on at the same time as being based on a just legitimately fantastic short story.
Mm-hmm.
And
called We Can Remember It For You Wholesale by Philip K. Dick.
Which I shouldn't. There is a movie that is out recently that is using the same premise.
Oh.
Yeah, but I won't mention it because I don't want to give spoilers because it's, that's, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
but
you're talking about Dune 2, obviously.
Yeah, Dune 2.
Barbie.
Barbie, exactly. But there's a recent movie that is the same premise, but you won't catch it because it's done not as a sci-fi. It's done as a different genre.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
But, I mean, I feel like Total Recall sits in a different sort of category also because of the satire and the weird filmmaking style. Like, I feel like it's Verhoeven at his weirdest.
I worry that right now we are just naming off our favorite ones and saying they don't count because
that's,
they're good.
That's where I'm getting to is I don't think we can, like, I don't think we can eliminate T2 because it's good. In the same way, like, I have to, like, be like, these are the top tier for me. That's Die Hard and T2. And then the next tier for me are Predator, Predator 2, and Total Recall.
Hmm. I wouldn't put Predator 2.
Oh, I love Predator 2.
And I would absolutely put Predator 1.
In the top tier?
Up in the top tier.
I mean, I could see that and then leave Predator 2 at the second tier. Mm-hmm. It is slightly weaker than Predator 1, but only because the concept isn't new and interesting anymore.
Yeah.
But they really made a great sequel. It is solid. I don't know if you've seen it recently, but it's
good. I haven't
seen
it in a while, so I should go back and watch it.
All right. So are there any other in the echelon up there? What even is this? Is this a John McClane getting beaten up?
Is that Die Hard on a bus?
It's Die Hard on a bus.
Well, we already had Die Hard on a bus.
It also looks like human beef jerky commuting to work.
But yeah, I guess Speed isn't quite Die Hard on a bus because there's not enough bad guys to kill.
No, but that is how they marketed it.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. I mean, the real Die Hard copy is Die Hard on a boat.
Yeah, which was Speed 2.
No, Van Damme. What's it called? Under Siege?
Oh, you're right. Under Siege was absolutely Die Hard on
was
Boat.
Was that Van Damme or was that the guy who doesn't get up from chairs?
That's Seagal.
It's Seagal. Oh, yeah.
Steven Seagal. Air Force One was Die Hard on a plane.
Yep.
Easily. Very easily. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But, you know, so many of these were schlocky sci-fi ones. Like Total Recall, because Paul Verhoeven was kind of using it as an excuse to do something interesting.
Yeah.
It stands out, but you've got Time Cop and you've got all these other kind of really goofball. Was Time Cop Van Damme?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up Running Man. I love Running Man. I think it's an interesting premise executed pretty well and so much schlock that it's just a blast. And you've never seen
I've never seen Running Man.
Do you know Running Man's concept?
Isn't it like a game show thing because they have like a cap on age?
It's not, I don't think, a cap on age. I think it's some dystopian concept. I'm trying to remember. You might have to look it up for me, but I think it's more like you get caught for a minor infraction, and to keep the people happy, we have a...
Oh, you get forced to participate in Bloodsport?
And if you win, you get your freedom, I believe is what it is.
Okay.
But the fun about it is they have gladiators who are super souped up and have all the advantages, and then the Running Man has none. So you get the kind of Most Dangerous Game type story where it's a total underdog who has nothing going into this arena full of people trying to kill him.
Did this come out before or after American Gladiators?
I have no idea.
Huh,
but wonder. Running Man is a famous story.
Yeah.
It predates.
Oh, it predates those?
Yeah.
How does it relate to Rollerball?
Running Man, the short story is, what's his name? Richard Matheson?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running Man was first by a year.
Okay. And is it Richard Matheson? We should credit the author.
For Running Man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
But
Stephen King?
Oh, it's Stephen King. Okay. Oh. I almost said Stephen King. So anyway,
because I haven't seen it, mm-hmm. I always get it in my head confused with Marathon Man,
okay,
which is not the same thing,
nope.
And with Rollerball.
Okay. I mean, Rollerball is super schlocky too, but I didn't really like Rollerball.
Neither did I.
But I really like Running Man, and it's got the best Arnold Arbibach of basically any of them, because he's getting put into the tube to get launched into the Running Man. He's like, I'll be back. And then he comes back and he gets that host after killing all the gladiators and uncovering the secret of what they were doing, because it's, you know, there's a secret conspiracy going on,
of course,
and, you know, overthrowing the dystopian. So
mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
So Running Man, thumbs up.
RoboCop comes from this era.
I don't know if RoboCop is in the same genre.
No
I
mean, he didn't have sweaty muscles.
Yeah, I mean, we talked big beefy muscle man,
but it is the hyperviolent 80s action movie.
It is a hyperviolent, but then Aliens doesn't count. And it's a hyper-violent 80s action film, right?
I guess you're right.
It's a completely different sort of subgenre, in my opinion.
Okay. I will give you that one.
Mm-hmm. So, we haven't talked Rambo.
Rambo is interesting because the first Rambo was a very kind of slow, tragic, post-war PTSD movie about Vietnam.
Just First Blood. It wasn't even called Rambo, I don't think.
It was First Blood. Mm-hmm. And then because of the success of the big beefy Arnold, they're like, you could do this. And he's like, yeah, I could.
Yeah, that's the Stallone transformation, right? Because late 70s, he was a prestige actor and director making
Oscar. He won an Oscar for his screenplay.
Yeah.
And by the end of the 80s, I think most kids in America were convinced he couldn't even read because they went so hard trying to present him as this kind of brute who all he could do was kill.
Rambo First Blood Part 2 is the first of these I can remember seeing as a kid and just, you know, loving it, wanting my own bow and arrow so that I could blow things up.
Tie dynamite to it or whatever. Yeah,
really enjoyed that. But most of these I saw as a kid on TV.
Where they were edited way down.
The first one that I saw, like, I can actually remember this, is the first R-rated movie my parents let me go to was T2. Because I had seen Terminator. They went and they asked around and like, all right, our kid plays Doom, right?
This one will be fine. This,
and it was like 92 or something like that. So I was like 16 or something, right? And they're like, all right, I suppose we can't say yes to playing Doom where you are like, you know, and no to this, but they did their kind of homework. And so I got to go see T2. My brother's first one was Total Recall, and he's 2 years younger than me. But he had a friend whose dad loved these movies, and he went to them. And
just
so
put them on.
Yeah. I didn't get to go to that one
see that one.
Yeah.
I remember, and now I've lost it completely. Mm-hmm. So, no, I clearly don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? Oh, no, I remember the first time I watched UHF.
Oh, yeah.
He has a scene that is a very overt parody of Predator, where he's killing all the bad guys in the jungle with a machine gun.
He's dressed like Rambo.
I thought it was a Predator reference.
He's dressed like Rambo. He has Rambo's...
he's dressed like Rambo, but Predator was famous for having, like, the scene where they assault the village has, like, the most deaths that had ever been filmed at the time. And in UHF, they actually keep a kill count in the corner like a video game.
Yeah, but I think that's a Rambo because he's dressed like Rambo and he's, like... Do you remember First Blood Part 2? It's just him blowing things up and shooting people.
Yes.
And Predator, like, Predator is post, like, it is a modernist take, right? It's like, let's take this and then these guys become hunted. They were aping off of Rambo to make Predator.
Well, yeah, but the scene where they blow up the village is where they go, yep, see, you liked Rambo. But either way, my misremembering the reference is part of my point, which is when I saw UHF, I had not seen any of those actual scenes in movies because... Mm-hmm. You know, like you, I just watched them on TV and they were edited way down. And it's like Arnold walks up to a village and then we cut to commercial. And when we come back, the village is in ruins.
Yes.
So
I swear I saw Rambo hit the people with the exploding Arrow, though. I think the explosion was fine for television because, but in the UHF one, he pulls the arrow back with the explosion on it, and then the camera zooms back, and the guy's like 2 feet in front of him, and he launches it, and it's a nice, the person just goes boom, in a very comical way. So yeah. UHF's great.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So let's see. Schwarzenegger, Stallone,
yep.
Van Damme, Steven
yep.
Seagal.
Yep.
Who's the Russian dude? Because he was in Rocky IV, but then he got Dolph Lundgren, because he got a bunch of these as well.
Yeah.
He has like a PhD in nuclear physics, but he also looks like Dolph Lundgren, so he got a bunch of movies. Who else were the big stars from this era?
The Dolph Lundgren ones.
I have seen most. I won't say all, but I've seen almost every 80s or 90s Van Damme movie.
Okay. I've seen, Under Siege wasn't him. I've seen Under Siege. What's the one where he's the chef? Is that Steven Seagal who's the chef? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's Under Siege, and it's the chef. Siege.
He's the chef. What have I seen? Have I actually seen any Steven Seagal movies?
You mean a Van Damme movie?
A Van Damme, yeah.
Yeah, Bloodsport and...
Never saw Bloodsport.
I can't even remember.
I saw Time Cop, and that was him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have seen one of them.
But a lot of his were just kind of the on-Earth thrillers. Mm-hmm. He did Time Cop, but I think most of them were not science fiction.
So why did these movies stop? What killed them? Why did The Rock never do one of these?
I want to say The Rundown.
The
Rundown is not one of these.
It's really not.
It's because, what were you going to say, Adam?
I was going to say Rampage was one where he's like fighting the giant monkey.
Yeah.
Skyscraper, which is
I don't know,
very
do they,
on brand.
Are they, like, I would say Scorpion King is probably in this genre. Because it's about a big, dumb idiot.
It,
no, Scorpion King's about
Scorpion
him.
King, yeah.
And so he did do one. But I think these other ones, he's got his Rock persona, and it's not about big, dumb idiot. It's, like, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not Rampage. Yeah.
Well, and even Skyscraper probably.
Probably close.
Yeah. So we've got two of them. Skyscraper and
Scorpion King. He was trying to be, you know, he won most of the fights because he was smarter. Yes. Rather than because he was bigger.
But it's in the genre, right?
It's in the genre for sure, but I think it represents part of the change. You know, we went from Schwarzenegger and Steven Seagal and all these to Keanu Reeves in Speed, who was absolutely making this style of thing, but it was about being sleek and being smart and outwitting
the
bad guy.
And Matrix kind of hit that nail in the coffin because then it was sleek and smart. Yeah.
To some extent, that's, you know, the whole transition of T2 as well, because you went from the big wall of muscle who was up against the sleek, fast one who was harder to kill and all of this stuff. So that is my guess, is that in the 90s, we were trending more towards outwitting a bad guy.
But isn't it weird that we just didn't get basically any? Like, we can point out Westerns died, right? Westerns died in, like, the 70s. But then we have Tombstone, we have Unforgiven, we have, like, these people come back and make these really prestige, awesome Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going forever. Like, we still get them. We get The Hateful Eight. We get the remake of True 12 Grit.
12 years old now, but 310 to Yuma is one of the best Westerns ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds really trite to say it, but 9/11... in my mind, it was the final nail that killed the big, muscly action movie.
Okay.
And it's because we lost. Mm-hmm. And we lost in a big, visible, kind of crippling way.
But Vietnam didn't kill it, and we lost Vietnam.
No, because from Vietnam, that's all of these movies were kind of a response to that. Like, we lost Vietnam, but now we're going to go back and we're going to win in movie form. And that didn't happen with 9/11. And we could go through whatever reasons. I think it's because it happened on American soil. And we were reckoning then with the bad thing that happened rather than stopping the bad thing from happening.
I do think you have a point, though. I will also make the argument that I think Iron Man was probably we went back, right? Like,
well,
and like the same sort of thing. It's just Instead, we got a wisecracking again smart man as our lead in the new genre of action movie. And maybe it's just that Tony Stark cast a long shadow after, you know, Keanu Reeves and things like that.
Well, and also when you look at the 90s, what happened in the 90s is that's when we started getting movies like Scream and True Lies, which were very specific. Let's turn this formula we've seen 100 times on its head and do something new and clever with it.
Why didn't Last Action Hero work? Why did True Lies work and Last Action Hero didn't? True Lies, I like them both. I think they're both great films.
I think Last Action Hero didn't work in part because it might be too far to say most directors, but at least many directors don't know how to properly direct Shane Black scripts.
Okay.
I think that the cleverness that he writes into them, some directors know how to handle that material and some just don't. And Last Action Hero, they just don't.
As a director who doesn't know how to direct a Shane Black script?
No, because he made Nice Guys, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I was just saying, I think he made the Predator remake and I think he may have directed that.
Did he do the Predator remake?
Somebody. I never saw it, but a lot of people didn't like it. It felt like it went...
The 2018 film?
Yeah.
Shane Black?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he went too far, Shane Black, a lot of them said.
He also wrote and directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which I love.
Okay.
He did Iron Man 3, which is actually my favorite of the Iron Man films.
It is good.
So I think he's a good director who knows how to handle his own stuff, but I wouldn't be surprised if he went too far with Predator.
He went a little too far. And it was like the comedy was too much on display to make people bond to the characters, is I think what the feedback I got from people I trust.
Interesting. I should go watch it because I like him a lot.
But what I think the original Predator was one of his scripts.
It was.
Yeah.
And he's one of the dudes in the helicopter, too. He's
one of the
commandos.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, are we in for a renaissance?
Are these coming back?
Can we get a big, muscly guy to have a just brainless action film? Is that what the Fast and the Furious is for us? Is that like why? Is it the same genre?
Oh, boy. The same genre, but with a distinctly car-based flavor, where chases instead of fight scenes.
Are they hiding from us the fact that this is just the same as Commando or whatnot? But
maybe.
Maybe The Rock has done a whole bunch of them, and they're just cloaked.
Man, Fast Five,
that
definitely hits a lot of these notes. Well,
you know who doesn't? Ben.